black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you.
They're zombies.
You are joining the online studio. You are unmuted and can speak with the host.
Recording. I got audio, all that stuff. So yeah, you're good to go. Let's go.
All right. Welcome to the podcast, man. Welcome back.
Thank you.
The second return during this COVID crisis. So you first came on, it was more scary. Remember,
certainly.
I was like, you're going outside? You're selling houses? You're doing real estate right now? What's that like? What was that like?
It was a lot of really just like you said, being locked in. The one thing that helped me and is the most powerful tool in the real estate business is this phone right here. So it wasn't so much, oh, I'm going to go outside and meet a bunch of people. It's just, hey, let me call a bunch of people and see if I can help them. That's really where I was at right there. And that was holding me.
I guess when people think about real estate, maybe they'll just think going out, shaking hands, going to buildings with a group of people.
Yeah.
Catching COVID. Hey, real quick, do you hear a fan going on in the background?
I do not. I do not hear
a
fan.
Okay, perfect. Hopefully that won't be an issue. I like to have a fan even in the winter. And it's fall, whatever.
They say you sleep better in the certain temperature, that 60 degree weather, that 50, 60 degree weather, you sleep better.
Yeah, I just could put a big blanket on and just lock down for the night. I'm glad you came on because during the beginnings of the quarantine, I was doing my thing. I was releasing some episodes on a nice little streak, and then I just got complacent and just one day passed into another without putting out content, without doing the podcast. So I haven't done it in, I think mid-August was my last one that I did. So I am back full-time. I got to keep grinding. Like, I'm reinvigorated. So I'm back. This podcast is my baby. I started out, it was like that. It was my vehicle to get my thoughts out there and to focus on what I wanted my show to be about. Something that's maybe a little different than others. We focus on like strange news and just but anything really, but a mixture of everything. Like even a hybrid blog, I mean, because we talk about like my regular life. So I don't know if that, so I'm trying to gauge what is the winning formula for the fans. And with the Zoom and the video, it's gotten me, just for my job using Zoom, gotten me more into the video aspect of it. Because normally I would ramble. Like my normal way I would do the podcast is just run the mic and just talk and then heavily edit. But I'm trying to work on the presentation so it's like less editing necessary.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, yeah, that this quarantine has really put Zoom into like every household name. Yeah. And the thing is, during this quarantine, so your real estate is going okay. You haven't had any like major, because I've had some, I've finally been fully affected by COVID.
You know what? That's a strong statement that really anybody can say, whether affected in a positive way or a negative way. You know, I'm sure the aspects of it being negative is more on a common person, common man. You know, and really what's going on other than the COVID stuff, there's a big wealth generation gap that's being created with everything. So, you know, there's like, you got to think of, okay, we're suffering, you know, we can't go to restaurants, people are losing jobs, they can't work, I can't show as many houses. But then you have who's benefiting from this. And I think that's the part that most people don't think about. And it's almost sickening if you think about the depth that people are honestly benefiting. And I'm not talking about everybody, individuals, like Zoom is doing good, but that's that's providing a service, but you know where I'm going with that.
Yes, I'm glad because I do know where you're going with that, because the first time you were on a podcast, I mean, you could just go back and listen. I don't remember what episode it was, but it was like less than 10 episodes ago or something. I'll try to look it up while we're talking, but yeah, the point was that we met on the podcast group. I don't know if you've, like, I tried to put a real professional generic show on for you, because I was like, okay, like, I don't know, were you wearing a tie that day or something? I was like, okay, so we can't, but I mean, honestly, we do talk about a bunch of topics that I try to make sure we talk about stuff that's not being talked about, or at least perspectives or things like that. And now you're finally going down that road right now. Yeah, people are benefiting from this. Exactly. That's the crazy thing. Like, besides that, so now, once the quarantine, like, it's just, it seems like this nightmare. I had three part-time jobs, so I was doing nice. And one of those part-time jobs is DoorDash. Mm-hmm. But keeping that in mind, that's one of those jobs that people are benefiting more. Whoever's benefiting. DoorDash, Zoom,
Amazon,
et cetera. Oh yeah, Amazon for sure too.
And like I said, not even like, it's the big box stores, you know, Walmart. Why is Walmart open and mom and pop down the street can't have more than six people inside? Exactly. Like, why can't these restaurants feed people? Like, and what makes me sick, I got to go to the gym and wear a mask. Like, I'm unhealthy sitting inside. I can't do nothing else. You know, I actually started playing a lot of golf because that's one thing I could do without the restrictions, but it's limiting people. The suicide rates are up. The household domestic violence is up. And that's like, all right, yeah, 200,000 people die from COVID. It's unfortunate. People get sick every day, but those numbers aren't bringing to light. And that's honestly the stuff that needs to be brought up.
Well, it's tough to bring it up because it gets attacked immediately by mainstream media. You know, the media has honestly been really showing their true colors, I guess, more than ever. I mean, like, they are running with an agenda, a biased agenda, 100%. Which is more evident than ever. And it's just, how do you stop the media? I mean, there's one way. Create independent media, WBHN, and other podcasts. Mm-hmm. Podcasts are big medium. And then people that were able to take their operation to the next level. I mean, there's a lot of independent media operations out there. I mean, you could argue that Joe Rogan is one in a sense.
100%.
Because he's still out there. And, like, so besides that, and, like, not a huge fan, but, like, the Young Turks, for example. But, like, just throwing out, there's people know them. They kind of co-sign a lot of the mainstream media stuff, but they're technically independent. They're not legacy media. Mm-hmm. So legacy, the CNNs, Foxes, MSNBCs, all of them want to run with the same propaganda.
Yeah.
And they want you to stay inside, and they want you to be afraid.
Yeah, that's
and
all they have.
And just like Zoom benefits from the pandemic, and DoorDash, and Amazon,
you know, at the end of the day, they're creating services too, but in tents of other people that are benefiting from people's demise and people's negative effects. Mm-hmm. That's right there where the light's not going to shine. You know, you can go into the big corporations and the billionaires and all these other people, and, you know, we really don't know exactly what's going on, but we know something's going on. And if you have
exactly.
If you have two eyes, you know, open them up, you'll see that. Trump gets coronavirus a couple weeks before the election, right after the debate. Like,
yeah.
come on, like, stop it. If that's not a joke, if this isn't reality TV, I watched that debate. I was just like, man, yeah. I might as well watch the Kardashians, because it's essentially the same thing.
Yeah. I watched. A lot of people I know didn't watch it. They watched a couple minutes, turned it off. I was surprised. A couple of my friends that I thought would watch it didn't. I watched it, and honestly, I got a lot. Like, I had some laughs, at, actually, like, better than watching, you know, an Adam Sandler movie or something. I had some laughs coming to it, just hearing And even if you didn't watch the debate, you'll see that some of the so many memes happened during that debate.
Yeah,
so
I definitely didn't watch the whole thing. I think I watched the first 20 minutes and then I went to bed or something. But that was, man, that was cringeworthy. That was just...
I saw, yeah, it was. It really was. I saw most of it. I had, I missed, maybe 5-10 minutes total, but... Yeah, it's, and I'm interested in watching the next one, see how that goes. I think it'll be completely virtual. But besides the people benefit, yeah, and the people that are benefiting, but so many things are being destroyed. So many beautiful things, so many good, wholesome things. Like one job that I had that was only 10 hours a week, but it was like a supplemental staff. At just at a public school, and that has been canceled. There's no after school anything. Like, it's done. So that job got eliminated with COVID, and then the other place where I was doing you joined my class at that one
business English class. Thank you for having me coming in.
Yeah, the business English class shut down. We can't have more students because people can't come in from other countries.
Really?
Borders. Well, the borders are closed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a majority of them are from Brazil, but some are from other areas, but majority is from there. That's one of the hot spots that's requiring, it's a hot spot. And it's 14 days quarantine. And people aren't coming. If they would, they would be coming. They wouldn't have gone from, they built themselves up. Like, that place, it was such an independent little business, private, yeah. Public, it was just the business. It wasn't anything associated with the public school system, but they are downsizing. It's not even, it's downsizing. It's literally because of COVID. They're not making any money, so they can't keep people on, and it's going to close. It's going to close within probably before January. So now they gave me notice. So the 15th, it's a wrap. And that was a great job. And now I've been fully impacted. 2 main jobs.
Yeah. And that goes back to what I said with this wealth gap that's being pushed apart. I mean, I haven't done too much research. I obviously not no expert in nothing, but I know that upper middle class, that's disappearing. Those were the business owners that were making a decent living. Those were, the people that were having high paying jobs. They're laying off a lot of people that were making, $100,000 to $200,000 being like a high in the company. They're moving those off and they're keeping the lower level. But then you have the CEOs and the billionaires and the people that are running the stuff Walmart, Amazon, those people only getting richer. So they're letting people like you go that have a decent jobs that are going to be spending money in the economy. And then now, so just that gap is getting so... Joe Biden's whatever he's got going on with the socialism and this and that. Like I said, I'm not a politic person, but you can see what's going on, and you just got to keep your eyes open.
Yeah. This isn't sustainable though.
No, it's not.
I've already seen my gym just close permanently.
Which gym? I know.
Proven Muscle, it's on Cookman Ave in Asbury.
And they said it's
they could be shut down for 4 months making no money.
They made a law here in New Jersey, and they opened up September 1st at 25% capacity could go into the gyms. What
25% less of profit.
What business? Yeah, exactly. What business can run on 25% less profit?
Oh, well, actually, wait. Technically, 75% less profit.
Yeah, that 25% of the profit will let you open up if you only make a quarter of what you were making before. So I'm sorry. I almost canceled my membership in my gym just because I was just so like, oh, I don't want to deal with all the rules and regulations, you know.
Yeah, I am not trying to work out with a face diaper.
It is so bad. And I'm telling you, like, this morning I was up 6 o'clock, 6:30. went to the gym. Every 2 seconds I'm touching my face. Like, if it's so bad, yeah. All these germs, like.
Yeah, I was like, I played a clip, like, several episodes ago. I mean, it was before the pandemic reached its peak, but Fauci said masks don't work. You think they work, but they don't.
Yeah.
And they really don't. How many times am I seeing people with their mask on their neck? It's like, okay, so I got my mask on right here. COVID's traveling, it's hitting my neck. I'm pulling my thing down and pulling it back. Like, yeah. So I mean, and I'm like, I was saying, like, I'm just this COVID on the pen. Oh man. Touch my arm. It's on there. I lay on my arm. I sleep. Like the no matter what.
You know, I mean, what? I think it's, you know, it was scary.
You can't hide from it.
It was scary when I remember when you first had me on. We had no idea.
It was scary.
But yeah. Now we have results. Now we know what's going on. Now we know, have numbers. We know most of it, not, I'm like, people were misdiagnosed. People were, you know, they were taking deaths because the hospitals were getting paid. It's a less than 1% chance of you contracting and dying. Yes, people got sick. Yes, people died. It's unfortunate, but you can't live in fear. It's more also, and I think it is just personal. I was at the grocery store and I'm like, we're still doing this mask stuff. Like the dehumanization of us, you can't even look somebody in the face. You know, you see a nice female, you see, you know, an older lady, you want to say hi.
Yes. Yes.
What's a smile behind a mask? It's literally nothing. Like
it's yeah. I was saying this before to another friend. I'm like, this is detaching us from humanity. And he said, well, you know, you got a point, but cell phones are already doing that. And I'm just thinking, you know, that's true. Cell phones have started that. But this is like the nail in the coffin. Like cell phones, yeah, you'll be outside and you'll try to talk to somebody and you'll see they're on their phone. So you let them be. You let them be in their own world. Yeah, but I mean, this is on a whole nother level of just now it's like people aren't trying to come near you within 6 feet. They're not trying to walk by you in a store. Like everybody is not looking at anyone. This is like total dehumanization.
And you know what it is? I think, and I think with like two sides. All right. I went to the grocery store. Everybody's wearing masks. And then I went for a walk by the boardwalk with my daughter. And no one there had a mask on. Everybody riding bikes, you know, everybody's walking. No one, I think everybody's sick of it, but it's at this point, if we don't play by the rules, you know, we don't get to play. You know, it's like you can't go shopping without, you need food. You got to go shop, you know, but you go to the boardwalk, people don't have their mask on. I think everybody else is sick of it.
Yeah, I noticed that. So I'm glad to see that. And honestly, when I go, like, I would go to Ocean Grove Boardwalk. And walk in Asbury, and I'm not seeing people totally 100%. I'm seeing maybe like 30, like rough estimate, like 30% of people wearing a mask, maybe. Like I even will see old people not wearing the mask, older people. But so I'm glad to see that fear, like in Ocean Grove especially. I went there a lot in the weekend this summer. I mean, I'm happy to see that it's not totally, people aren't totally drinking the Kool-Aid and just getting really, living in that total fear, but enough people are living in fear where it's controlling our lives still. It's like trying to get these people to wake up. Yeah, I mean, I just have a feeling that after the election, well, depending, but after the election, could be wrong, but maybe if Trump is reelected,
it doesn't go away.
Well, yeah.
If Joe Biden gets elected, it goes away. That's my perception.
Yeah.
It was like a coin flip, that's what could happen.
I was actually going to go with the opposite. But that makes sense.
No. Okay.
Well, I was going to say,
just the way the media, and you portrayed it before, the media is portraying Trump so negative. I mean, even with him getting COVID, and then, they're like, he was in the hospital for 2 days, and now he's leaving, and now all the Secret Service, God rest the Secret Service for having he's so bad, like, And I watched a video this morning, and he was just one of the ex-super Secret Service guys were really like just saying how stupid the media is. It's like, listen, we don't talk about all the other stuff that's going on.
Is that Dan Bongino?
You know what? I don't know his name. It was real quick. I was on Instagram, but
I think that was him because he was Secret Service for
Bald white guy.
And he has a radio show now. Bald. Yeah, really, really, really short hair.
Yeah, like tough looking dude. Yeah, that probably the same guy.
I think that's him. But,
throw a wrench in here. You know The Simpsons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. You know how back then they predicted Trump being president?
Mm-hmm.
They also predicted him dying.
Really?
Yes, you could see him in the coffin in the Simpsons. So, I'm not saying that it's going left, way, or right, but you're like, oh, Trump's president? Simpsons called it. Trump's dead in a coffin? Why did he die? COVID? Imagine that. Imagine the craziness of what would happen if Trump...
Yes. Okay, first of all, you just broke it here. This is breaking. The Simpsons, an old episode. But I was unaware of this. I never saw the episode that he was in. He died. That could be the game plan. Is it... Okay. And I was thinking, like you said, if he died... I was thinking, what if he died and Biden died? Like, that's a real possibility that could...
Then who's taking over? The UN?
That's not
the United Nations?
Possibility. That's
the like United Nations? The people that's been
25%.
Trying to. I like I said, I don't see both of them. I think that if the agenda was like that, that'd be really sloppy. But I'm just saying, like, if Trump managed to disappear because of this virus, like, that would be totally insane.
Yes, it would.
The madness that would go on. I would just, I don't wish death upon nobody. I'm not a Trump lover. I don't hate him. He's a businessman. I read some of his books. You know, I think he's doing something. He's doing something at least, you know.
He's doing what he's right, you know. At least he's doing something. I don't know. But I know that, Biden will issue a mask mandate for who knows how long. He's already saying it. And I don't think we want that. And with the mail-in ballots, well, we're getting a little political. I've been trying not to be too political lately because I don't want...
It's so much political. Like, it's just what's happening right now. I mean, this dictates us in the United States. Like, but yeah, I get it. I've never been more political than now, if anything, and it's nonsense.
Yeah. So with that, the mail-in voting, to count those votes, it will take months, maybe a year, who knows? To count nothing but paper votes. So that's why it would be important to vote in person if possible. I've got my mail-in vote now. I got it the other day. I might do it, but I mean, I have no problem going there. If I go to Walmart, I can walk into a voting booth. I'm not worried in the least bit. But besides that, have you looked at... Did you receive yours yet?
No, I did not. I'm not gonna vote.
You might get.
I don't vote as it is. I don't vote anyway. Okay. So, that's. You know what? Just the way it goes with the electoral colleges and the way I know it works.
That is so. That's it. That's it right there.
They say every vote, like, you know, your vote matters. No, it doesn't. Leave me the fuck alone.
Yes. That's so true. Because I remember I was at a professional setting at another place I worked at in the public sector in the same field I'm in. And one of the, you know, secretary there was like, he was friendly with her. She's cool. But, did you vote? I'm in this professional setting with the tie where I gotta be telling people I gotta be inspiring others. And I'm just like, nah. And I'm in the hallway. I don't care who hears me. I'm like, nah. I was like, no, I didn't. They don't care about us.
No.
Quoting Michael Jackson's titles and everything. Okay, real quick. So, when people would say, if you're from New Jersey, let's say, they're like, you voted for Trump, for example, you're part of the problem. No, because technically it doesn't matter because the Electoral College voted for Hillary in this state. So it doesn't matter if the popular vote. So even if somebody wanted to attack me, if they said that was something I did, which I'm not saying I did or didn't, let's try to stay as neutral as possible. People can read between the lines and see what I prefer. But I don't want to turn people away. But yeah, I was like, it doesn't matter if I just so happened to, because the Electoral College was all Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
It was a blue state.
I think
so,
the only way.
So you can't say anything about that.
I think the only way to get around that, and this is, I think, with anything. With winning, you sort of have to build a team or be a leader. So I think if you as an individual have enough say, enough influence in people to say, listen, I'm voting for Trump or I'm voting for Biden, this is because, and I feel like you guys need to vote. And if you get enough people in a community to have that same idea and vote, the Electoral College has nothing to say. All right, well, why did 90% of people vote this side and 10% here, and they can't go 10% like that, and that's when it has a red flag. I think that's the only way of getting around it.
So two interesting things about our mail-in voting ballots. Number one, New Jersey unfairly excluded Kanye West from the ballot.
Can they do that?
I would vote for him. I love Kanye West, so I take the good, the bad with him. I know he's polarizing, very polarizing. Half the people love him and hate him, just like with Trump. I would have considered voting for him, but he's kept off the ballot. But anyway, that was just a little detail. There's a lot of list of people. There's some unknown candidates that were write-ins that were apparently petitioned on. Joe Jorgensen, I think she's Green Party or Libertarian Party, but either way, there was a Green Party representative, a Libertarian as usual. So people are complaining that it's always Biden or Trump, but technically there aren't many choices. You do have technically two third parties, systems designed to keep them down, keep them out of debates. But so maybe this is good and it'll help change things for the better. So, but it does, not cool. They left Kanye off. They left Ye. They left Yeezy.
Vote for Kanye. Vote Kanye.
I mean, like, who did I live through? George Bush? I'd rather have Kanye than George Bush Jr.
Right.
I'd rather have Kanye than Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex relations with that woman.
Et cetera, and et cetera. We could do a lot worse. But, another super interesting thing. I bet you don't know this because you didn't. Because when I sit on the back of the ballot, if you turn it over, there are some referendum questions. One of them is, wait for it, legalize weed. Mm. I swear, if we get it wrong this time and vote no, I'm just, I'll be done with Jersey. So many, I know more people. It'd be easier to list the people that don't. Oh, like weed. Like, now we'll get off into a little tangent on weed. I know somebody that has a medical marijuana card. I have a connection to the doctor. Go down that road if I want. It's going to cost a little bit of money to make that happen, probably about $500 to $700 over a course of a couple months. And then I think you get renewal fees every year or every few, whatever. But you can get medical marijuana with chronic or major illness, PTSD, or anxiety. And in this world, we all got anxiety.
Yeah.
But the stuff they have there, like, you can get, see how CBD created that industry and it's like this big thing now?
Yeah.
And now the CBD is not as strong
and it's as it sort could of be. Got their foot in the door for the industry, though.
Yeah. So for years, I've heard things similar to this about THC oil. So something like that.
Mm-hmm.
CBD oil. Now, I heard this from some random shirtless, right-wing, redneck conspiracy theorist in like Keensburg or something. One day I took my cousin to his girlfriend's house, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to discredit it, but I mean, I'm trying to actually promote this, but let me discredit it before I build it back up. But yeah, I went to go visit it. I had no idea what I was expecting, and I dropped him off, and my cousin was going to see his girlfriend, and the father just started getting this long conversation with me, and he was trying to do a CBD business on his own. And he said CBD oil, the medical version, is this powerful stuff. The regular CBD is weak. It's not really going to do anything. So going out on a super limb, I'm going to get attacked when I say this statement just flat out like this. But there is the CBD, the medical grade CBD can cure cancer. I don't want to say it like that straight out because that's a like crazy statement. But basically, it might be. Put it this way. We've heard for years, I don't know, I mean, I'm assuming the THC oil can cure cancer. CBD oil is the same thing without the THC in it.
Mm-hmm.
But so you have
psychoactive drug.
So I do believe that this stuff can really heal. So they're keeping like medicine from the public that needs it. Like the, besides the oil like this, this is not it. This is my thermal paste for, but it comes in a syringe. I have a thermal paste that I'm trying to fix my PlayStation 4.
Mm-hmm.
But something that looks similar like that, this is just filled with thermal compound,
yep.
Arctic silver. But they do have a THC oil in a syringe like that. And then you could just like take it. There was somebody I worked with at that same building that I told you, I told the woman at the professional setting in a local institution. I don't want to blow up their spot, but there was a person there that was there for years. He was actually a basketball coach for recreation basketball and a referee that's well known in the area of this town, this local town. And he had major health problems 1 year. He was about to retire. Only 2 years ago, he was shaking. I forget what it was, his illness. I don't remember, but he was having the oil. He was taking oil.
Yeah, I believe it.
Technically, you're not allowed. Like, and he didn't have the. He was getting it shipped from I don't know how, but it wasn't. He didn't have a card, but he was taking the oil, and he was really getting frail. He was an older guy, a little older, being frail, shaking, really weak. And it was something where it just hurt. He was basically dying, though. And the next year, after a whole year of taking the oil, and it was the oil like the kind that would come in a syringe if you go to the medical dispensaries, which there's a dispensary open in Eatontown.
Yeah, I think I saw that. Yep.
So there's a type that comes in a syringe, the oil, that's even more concentrated than this, which this one, if you can see, I'm holding up a little jar with oil in a tincture, and you know, you do your thing.
Yeah, it's in the milligram. I mean,
you take a little. I just took a little tincture of THC oil on the podcast. Yeah.
I stopped by the liquor store the other day and they had THC, not THC, the other stuff. I'm drawing a blank. I don't know why, but.
Kratom?
No. Man, I don't know why I'm drawing, but the drinks, not the psychoactive, not THC, the other one. I'm drawing a blank. Was it?
CBD drinks?
CBD, yeah. It was a CBD soda drink. It was, I grabbed one of those just to try it out. But yeah, I mean, it comes down to big pharma and learning how to capitalize on it. And It's just right now they're probably making more money than people going to jail and getting arrested than, you know, taxing and all that stuff.
And these things are expensive.
Yeah.
Something like this, small average tincture bottle, not even filled to the top. They only fill it like 75% of the way, $66. Hmm. And the one in the syringe, that I got to double check. I'm just going out on a limb. I think it was $249. I'm not sure. Hmm. I got to double check that, but it was something ridiculous. Yeah. But that's the stuff that will cure, because our society is pumping in so many deadly stuff into it. Like, we're all, like, becoming sick and having a health problem is becoming a new normal. Let me promote this. The medical medium, great author, Instagram person, and now he has a podcast. So check him out. He keeps the podcast moving right. I felt emotional listening to it, and it was just about one episode. It was about leafy greens. I don't even know why, but this is a man that's out here trying to heal people. Yep. And he's a New York Times bestselling author, but he's still being attacked. But he, I'll give you a little bit. This is going to sound like it's discredited. I keep bringing up shirtless rednecks and as my sources. But you know what? Is it true the CBD can heal? Well, we already know that. So, for 1 point for the right wing conspiracy theorists. All right. And then now, where was I? I got so caught
the
up.
Guy, so you were talking sport? About the guy that's promoting, sport? You know, eating good and healthy. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. So, the medical medium, he. Check keyword medium. He gets his information from like a spirit, like a universal spirit or something, some sort of a supernatural force. You'll hear him and see him, and you're not going to expect it or think it. If you follow him on Instagram, he does lives, and he's out here legitimately trying to help people, and he's not making a profit on it. He has no medical products that he's selling. All not he's yet. Doing is telling them. He's a guy that he started out as a kid, and he would like look at people and say, hey, you're sick with this, this, and this, X, Y, and Z. You need to eat A, B, C, and you'll be good. Like, he's out there. He's out there since like a kid. Like, he was one that he's popularized the celery juice, for example, and stuff like that. And he has there's a whole community about it where people are making food that are like, baked sweet potato fries with like raw vegan stuff, like healing stuff. He's out here actually trying to heal people from their sicknesses. And some people are trying to silence him. So just think about that. We got medical weed trying to keep that exclusive from the people. So trying to keep the cures, big pharma away from people. And now the people are trying to tell you how to get your diet right. Trying to keep those people silenced. So, I mean, they really don't care about us.
I mean, it pays for people to be sick. I mean, you go to a doctor, and this is something that always been on my mind. I mean, I know doctors in general have their best thought, but, it's a medical business. It's, hey, if you go to a doctor, and what's better? Your doctor to fix you the first time you go in, or say, hey, you know, you got to come in, twice, you know, every other month for this checkup, for this medicine, for this, what's more profitable? I mean,
and there's no money in the cure. That reminds me, I'm going to look up this stat before I say this, but I heard somebody say it. I want to see, curing cancer would crash the economy. Another insane, like another polarizing statement. Let me just double check this. I heard this. What would ChicagoNow.com or the European, I'm not sharing a screen, but or the European.eu. Cure of cancer was 50 trillion, but let me look at this one. How about
you're saying what you're basically looking at? How much, if the cancer was cured, the difference in like money, or would help, or how many people would save?
Look, Yeah. So here's my source. This is not a right-wing shirtless hillbilly from Kingsburg. This is right here. Blog. Okay. Blog is kind of, but .smu.edu. .edu. Generally, that's a...
educational.
Right. So let's see this. I'm just taking it one little soundbite here, or one little clip. The cure for cancer, while saving millions of lives, also place a heavy burden on the United States economy. It, to begin a cure for cancer would render the market for cancer treatments obsolete. In 2016, the global cost of cancer therapy and drugs was $113 billion.
Wow.
U.S. dollars. So taking away that revenue is going to have an impact, a bad one.
So I, like you said before, and I don't mean to backtrack too much, but...
And that goes with Social Security. It will even impact that. Think about that. Yeah. Someone's going to die at a young age. Now you get to live long. You're going to collect Social Security.
Yeah.
So...
And what you said before with the, like I said, with the lockdown, COVID, and it's just sustainable. Like if cures were out there, if Heat and Healthy was out, if the right thing, if the right intentions for the masses was out there, like that's a sustainable something. That's why you think of global warming and all that stuff. And like, all right, well, where are we going? Oh, we gotta build on Mars and the moon because we're gonna destroy our planet. It's because. This the way we're going with the health, the way we're going with the society, the way we're going with wars and all that stuff. That's not sustainable. You know, legalize weed, you know, have weed illegal. Like, how long have they been using marijuana? You know, thousands of years, like, as a medicine. But now alcohol is more detrimental in this society than marijuana would ever be. You know,
and
so
it's 100% legal. And a kid can get their
and it was illegal at one point. They tried to outlaw it. Everybody said, nope. But because it was, you had the people in power when marijuana went illegal, you know, I don't know the ins and outs, but I know it has something to do with, it was definitely a lot of racial stuff with, you know,
yeah.
Blacks, Mexico, and whites, Mexicans, and all that stuff. Yeah. And that's just when it was running on from there.
Yeah. So that's that agenda where there's a certain amount of people benefit from. Wow,
we covered everything.
Yeah, we really did cover everything. How long have we been going for?
A while. I mean, shit.
Because we're almost out of time here at the show.
Yeah.
How do you run out of time for a YouTube show?
We just went deep. We went real deep.
But yeah, we took a deep dive on that. I wanted to end on not necessarily lighter note, but a stranger note. And I'm glad that it was kind of, we went down some road that you didn't go down the first episode. And now, I mean, you're already there. Your official WBHN guest that's talked about.
I'm in there.
You know,
one for the history books.
Yes. I'm going to throw some headlines out at you to see some initial thoughts and reactions.
What you got?
You don't have to give a big analysis, but all right. This one, okay. I'm just going to read the headline. Fringe conspiracy theorists think Trump is an immortal alien, got COVID as cover to shapeshift. This is technically an article on Motherboard by Vice. This is Vice News, which some people hate, some people love, but they're generally a left-leaning organization and entertaining, sometimes annoying. But yeah, they were talking about this. I mean, they're not talking about it seriously. They're just presenting it. But some things crazy. Like, this is how crazy like things are getting now. This is
what's his name? The dude that David Icke. He's a big guy on the lizard theory. And this is definitely like you talk to an old person. You know what? And at this point in time, I mean, I'm not, like I said, it's very out there, but it's, you know, I don't, you know, the way he describes it, and if people that listen to his podcast don't know David Icke, just watch some of his videos. I'm not saying he's true. I'm not saying he's wrong. You should hear his trajectory on how he thinks. It's like, hey, you know, aliens, I believe aliens are out there. We just don't see them as what we think of the green guys. It could be the rocks outside that are aliens, but we don't know that. Like I said, it's just that, and this is my thinking. David Icke has a different thinking of the lizards and, man, bloodlines and all that stuff. It goes deep. There's a lot out there.
And if you get too close to the truth, they will discredit.
Yeah. I think some of the stuff he says is real out there, but hey, listen, if you believe that theory, he got COVID to do this shape-shifting stuff, it makes sense.
I mean, check this out. Hey, there's your... Now, you had a... I said a couple polarizing, controversial statements, and there's yours. So, here's another one. Space Force announces plans for a moon base and robot. Doing like security.
My take on that, I mean, war has been on this earth because people want territory. If the race to the moon to get territory, the race to Mars to get territory, at this point, I don't know who's in it, if it's Russia, United States, China, they could all be together, but hey, if they can get more territory and just have more power, at the end of the day, that's what these people that are on top want, more power. So if they can get the moon, they're going to take it.
This is a modest proposal, another article. We should hibernate through the rest of the pandemic. And like,
yeah, I got money to make. I can't hibernate. I got some money to make. I got capitalized just like all these other companies.
No, but literally, they were literally talking about like putting you in some sort of suspended animation. So the technology doesn't exist. But this is something else that was on that tech section of Vice that I'm finding on Coast to Coast AM. In the news, they're saying it would technically wipe the virus out, but it would be like when I say hibernate, like think of like literally hibernate, a bear just like a bear sleeping,
like a cryogenic type thing.
Yeah, like yeah.
If anything's so like, not sustainable, that is not. You want to put 7 billion people in hibernation? That's fucking nuts. And that's
but people are throwing these ideas out there. This is something, you know, imagine if they get the technology.
That's a good movie right there. And they put, and this is not to discredit, this is saying people, they do a lot in Hollywood. They do a lot of stuff with ideas that they're going to do in the future. So when we watch the movies that they make it and it actually happens, we're not like, oh, that's crazy. It's like, all right, we saw a movie. It's not that bad.
This one, DailyStar.UK. You're not ready for this.
I'm ready for it. What you got?
Real life inception as scientists figure out how to plant ideas in dreams.
Inception is one of my favorite movies. I like the concept of that. I never really understood the how that works, but hey, I mean, you start talking about different dimensions and the Matrix and all that stuff, that's right in line what, you know, you just told me right there. So,
you know. Yeah, I mean, this is not just shirtless right-wing conspiracy theorist hillbillies from Keensburg. No, this is researchers at MIT have been testing a new technique, targeted dream incubation. And this could be used, obviously, for propaganda.
That sounds like The Matrix, which is another movie I love.
Yeah.
You know, and they say, what's the theory of the multiverse, like, or the animation theory, it's either there is none, or we all, it's either like either we are the people controlling, or there's so many different levels ahead of. I mean, you could actually look at Elon Musk and the way he explains it. That's sort of how I tried to explain it there. But he's basically saying it's like it's either one way or it's really, 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 really the other way. And, you know, who knows?
Yeah, and then they would do this through like an app and voice vocal prompts, and so it would have to do with, you know, the sleep studies. I mean, you've got so many apps that will help you sleeping, and, you know, people have been trying to learn languages while they sleep. Lucid dream, things like that. And like whenever you hit a certain phase of sleeping, the app, like your app, like if you can get something that measures your sleep, your quality of sleep, and you just leave your phone near you, next to you, and it'll give you some information like how many times you tossed and turned and stuff like that.
Yeah, you wear a little wristband that monitors your heart and your movement, your REM cycles.
So yeah, and this is just taking it like another step or two further. And, you know, all you got to do is make that a really cool thing to do. Like, oh, everybody's got this app. It's the TikTok or something.
It's the TikTok of TikTok for a body control and evaluation.
Yeah, I mean, people got hooked on the Fitbits and doing their 10,000 steps. So, I mean, like, just when some idea gets popular, I mean, it can be used.
It can be used
for good or evil. Like,
And I think it's a matter of time before, I think, just like I said, again, the tool, the phone is a part of us. And I say it, I'm not addicted to my phone, but it's a part of me. I Google, like, it's not that Android, that it's not that computer or the sci-fi movies that you see where the computers, this is just extension of us right now. Elon Musk is trying to put chips in our head that is like that time frame of us going to Google and finding out the answer is it's like that.
There's a Neuralink. Is that Neuralink? Yep. Neuralink. Companies?
That's exactly what it is.
I mean, they're going to try to put, and I mean, nobody wants to die. They're going to try to make that connection between man and machine.
I don't think it's a bad idea. I mean,
I kind of like it. I like the idea. Some people hate the idea, but
it's a bit scary. I mean,
now just think of using that. Now who's going to be controlling the switches?
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, right now data is expensive, like the Facebook data and the data on our phone, all that stuff. You could watch the social network on Netflix, and they give you a tad bit of what's going on. You said who could flip the switch when chips are in everybody's brain? That's powerful right there.
Yeah, shut down the servers. Everyone's consciousness that's in the cloud just gets deleted.
And uploaded. There's a new consciousness uploaded that has an agenda where everybody turns into a robot. Ooh, and then you got one guy like Will Smith that never put the chip in his head and he saves the world.
Yeah. This is really such an interesting time to be alive, a fascinating time. Like our age, we've seen, I mean, I don't know specifically algebra, but I mean, we've seen the world without internet, and there's people that don't know what that's like now. Like more people are being born every day that have no idea what life is like without the internet. And it's like, I mean, they call it the singularity. Eventually, somebody, we're going to connect with the machine.
It's, as I said, we're right there. We're almost there. This is an extension of me, like a wireless extension of me now. So it's only a matter of time before the Black Mirror episodes are going to be real. Whether or not the agenda is behind it are going to be evil and demonized, that's one thing, but it's a matter of time. 100 years from now, the way technology is going is exponential. 100 years from now, we weren't even close. But the way that it's going up, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, and the sky is the limit. That might be the title of the episode. And, yeah, I mean, we should probably wrap things up. It's almost been 2 hours.
9 o'clock. We hopped on like 9 o'clock, so it's been a good hour. I know you normally don't.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I appreciate your time. You know, thanks for having me back on.
Yeah, I wanted to get you back on. I'm gonna leave you also this. So I am being that I was reinvigorated to take this podcast back to make it great again. I got to make my podcast great again. And I have a friend, another friend I met through the podcast group, not a New Jersey one where I met you, but from another one. It was just for other states. And became good friends with him as well. And he has a show called the Screaming Chewy Podcast. And it's pretty cool. He likes to talk about, you know, a lot of different things. But, you know, he'll touch on similar topics that we do here and have guests on. Ah, that would be a good guest for you. You'd be a good guest for him. So the point is, though, we're having a little cross-promotional contest this month because he's been podcasting. He's a little less. I don't think he's been there as long as I have. I've been doing the podcast. This April is going to be 6 years. Mm-hmm. So he's been at it for a few years. He doesn't have 100 episodes yet, but he's been grinding basically and building his thing up. He's had some good guests. He had like the voice of Donald Duck or something like that on the show. Like, nice. He booked a few interesting guests, and we're having a contest. We don't know what the prize is. Maybe it's going to be a dare, some sort of humiliation, like Impractical Jokers. But we're going at it to see who can get out the most podcasts this month of October, who can have the most guests, whatever it is. But like whoever can
you need to get it down
month.
To views, like check the views. And I mean, views. I just think that's
views
one
too, yeah.
One metric.
Yeah, one metric. So like it'll be like a several metrics to like whoever has the best month. You know, it's like, okay, like if it was basketball, you had 20 points, 10 rebounds. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's nice. But what if you had, you know, somebody else had 19 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists? It's like, oh, okay, that one might be a little better than the other.
You're going to get a triple-double of podcast.
Closer to. So, like, we're just, like, it'll be whatever metrics we have the most. I mean, it's just a little friendly competition. We don't even have a prize. We're going to start putting together some sort of prize, like, probably, like, maybe an Impractical Joker style, humiliate, like, something. I don't know yet. But it's going to be something. It's kind of in development. We're 6 days in October. I just came up with the idea with, got it over to him on the first. So he's planning on going hard. So he's already got an episode out. But we're just a little friendly competition. So I want to say the point of that is check out the Screaming Chewy podcast on Anchor FM, Spotify, all those, probably on just about any outlet for podcasts. And me and him, and we're just going to like inspire each other to do better. And I'm glad that you were on that first episode of my rebirth of the podcast. Like,
yeah, once again,
I
want to
say
you.
Rebirth because that's a little dramatic, but
reinvention. You know, you always reinvent yourself, always.
Yes, yeah, reinventing. That's why I'm Raven. That's why I'm now Raven.
I like that.
I started, yeah, so. I've gone through a few name changes over the years. President Zen 1, Andrew Robinson, and now Raven. Just gonna keep reinventing myself because, hey, you know what? You either get stagnant, roll over and die, or, you know, you can thrive and keep building new. I mean, think of anybody in any field that just keeps reinventing themselves. They last the longest. Like maybe anything from wrestling to movies or yeah. I don't know.
I mean, hey, that's something I live by. And that's plain and simple. If you're not growing, you're dying.
And that's thanks. I agree. That's exactly. So take that into consideration, folks. Don't let this quarantine keep you down. Because if you ain't growing, you're dying. And if you're in your bed hiding from the invisible enemy...
Terrorism is the fear of terrorism.
Remember,
was once scared.
Remember, terrorism was a thing.
The war now on terrorism was fear anymore. And that now it's the fear of the epidemic. But hey, yep, people don't hide, don't crawl in your bed, get out there, forget all this. Yeah. Don't be scared because you know you gotta.
We're gonna get through this as not even as a country. It's not even as a country. It's as a planet. Like this is like we're all going to wake up. Like I just want people to wake up, and I think people are more than ever at an exponential rate. So I mean, this is your second appearance. It's been several months. We're still in the pandemic, but we got to go golfing. I know a nice 9-hole.
Don't challenge me with a good time.
I mean, this Walmart. What
I said? Don't challenge me with a good time.
Yeah,
but yeah, no.
Go to the one behind Walmart.
Which one?
There's a 9-hole course behind Walmart.
You know what? I haven't been up there too much. I'll be honest. I just started this month.
$15.
Yeah, I love it. Nine holes. We'll be out there. I'll you know.
You might be able to do back and forth. I went with a coworker. 9 holes straight through towards the end of the day. Nobody was there. Did 9 to 1. Did 1 through 9 and then started 9 back to 1. So awesome. Got a full 18 holes in, $15. And I need to get a putter.
I got one for you.
If you got an extra putter. Okay. All right. So we'll talk more outside of the podcast. And I'm hoping to get you on the podcast. Hopefully a few more times. You
put
know,
it together,
you know,
yeah. I mean,
come back on.
You need a studio,
here.
Set
welcome.
It up. I mean, we'll do something in person, have like a Joe Rogan type podcast, whatever, man. Thank you for having me coming on. We went real deep.
No problem.
If I might have ran longer than all you other get, whatever, we could do it again.
This may be the longest episode. I usually keep them under an hour.
Yeah, but thank you.
But we went 50,000 leagues under the sea on this one. All right. So I hope you have a good one. Let's end this right here.
All right. And
cut.
Cut. All right. Let me.
Yeah. Now, you know, we can edit later.